天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小华。工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。今天呢，是我们认识基督这个系列的最后一课了。麦克牧师将会带领我们来讨论如何在苦难中来到神的面前。的确，这是一个很难学习的功课，因为身处在苦难中的我们常常会自顾不暇，哀怨连连。那亲爱的听众朋友们，我们应当怎样做才能够战胜苦难，进入那荣美之地呢？好，那就让我们预备心，一起来听听麦克牧师是怎么说的吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
We welcome you to this very last message in the series of messages on knowing Christ.
欢迎你收听认识基督这个系列的最后一讲。
If you have ever experienced unexplainable pain or suffering,
如果你曾经历苦难，却不明白为何有此遭遇，
You probably found yourself in one of four places.
你或许会落在四种处境中的一种。
What are these four places?
那四种处境呢？
First,
第一种，
The barren land from which you try to escape your suffering.
你试图逃离你的苦难，却走进一片荒芜贫乏之地。
Second,
第二，
The broken land in which you sink under your suffering.
你被苦难打倒，变得支离破碎。
Third,
第三，
The bitter land in which you resent your suffering.
你因苦难而怨天尤人，心存苦毒。
Fourthly,
第四，
The better land in which you are blessed and become a blessing through your suffering.
你通过苦难进入荣美之地，不但自己蒙福，也成为别人的祝福。
Suffering of any kind will land you in one of these four places.
遭遇苦难总会使你处在这四种情况中的一种。
Only you know where you have landed.
只有你最清楚自己的处境是什么。
It is the prayer of my heart that after this message, you would not land in the first three places.
我盼望你听了这个系列之后，不会落在前三种光景之下。
But instead you will enter the better land.
而是能进入荣美之地。
Turn with me please to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
请翻开哥林多后书第一章三节到四节。
Here's what the word of God said.
圣经告诉我们，
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
The Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Who comforts us in all our troubles.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
So that we can comfort those in any trouble.
叫我们能用神所赐的安慰
With the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
The word compassionate here in 2 Corinthians means to suffer alongside someone.
发慈悲这个词在哥林多后书这里的意思就是和别人一起受苦。
It means to open yourself to the person who is suffering.
意思就是说，你向那个遭受痛苦的人敞开你自己。
It means that you share in their anguish.
你分担他剧烈的痛苦。
It means that you hurt in their pain.
你和他一同忍受疼痛。
And that is why Hebrews 4:15 tells us,
这就是为什么希伯来书四章十五节说,
that our high priest is the chief compassionate.
我们的大祭司完全体恤我们的软弱。
Why is this true?
为什么呢?
Because Jesus, our high priest, understands our plight.
因为我们的大祭司主耶稣明白我们的困境。
Because Jesus has experienced all of our pain.
因为他自己曾经历过一切的疼痛。
Because Jesus knows all of our suffering.
因为主耶稣深知我们所有的愁苦。
Because Jesus has walked where you are walking.
因为你现在走的路主耶稣早就走过了。
None of us can say, how does God know what I'm going through?
没有人可以这么说。神怎么真知道我的遭遇呢?
Because Jesus immediately would answer you and say, I have experienced what you're going through.
因为主耶稣会马上回答你说,你现在所遭遇的种种,我早就经历过了。
Those who suffer from severe physical pain can look up to the cross.
你身体疼痛的时候,当举目仰望十字架。
And know that their pain cannot be compared with Jesus's pain.
你就会晓得，原来你的痛苦远远比不上耶稣在十字架上所受的痛苦。
He understands your physical pain.
主耶稣能体会你身体的痛苦。
Those who are going through injustice and unfairness,
倘若你遭遇到不公平的待遇，
they can look to Jesus.
你要抬头仰望耶稣。
Who was perfect in every way?
他就是那位完全的。
Who never sinned?
他全然无罪。
Who never harmed anyone?
那位从来不加害于人的。
Who never spoke an evil word of anyone?
那位从不对人口出恶言的。
Who never broke any law?
从来不触犯法律。
Yet Jesus was falsely accused and sentenced to death.
让耶稣却被误判了死罪。
He understands your suffering of injustice.
因此他最明白你所受的冤屈。
If you're going through rejection,
假如你遭到别人的拒绝和厌弃,
you can look up to Jesus who was rejected for no reason.
你要举目仰望耶稣,就是那位无缘无故遭厌弃的主。
And know that he understands what you're going through.
你就知道他完全明了你的处境。
In fact, Jesus did not contribute to the world's rejection of him.
事实上，主耶稣没有做过任何一件让这个世界拒绝他的事。
Instead, he fed the hungry.
恰恰相反，他喂饱饥饿的。
He healed their sick.
医治有病的。
He raised their dead.
让死人复活。
He gave himself freely without charge.
并且不计代价地付出自己的生命。
And yet his best friends forsook him in his most desperate moment.
可是他最亲近的人却在最危难的时刻离他而去。
So he understands your rejection.
所以他最懂得被抛弃的滋味。
If you are experiencing feelings of loneliness,
如果你正经历孤独，
You can look up to Jesus and see him all alone in the Garden of Gethsemane.
你就要举目看耶稣，就会发现他在科西马尼园中的孤独身影。
All alone in Pontius Pilate's court.
他独自站在比拉多面前受审。
And finally all alone on the cross.
最后他孤独地被悬挂在十字架上。
So he understands your loneliness.
因此他最能体谅你的孤独。
If you are experiencing persecution because you are in the center of the will of God,
如果你为着遵行神的旨意而遭受逼迫，
and you are asking God, why is this happening to you?
你问神，为什么让你遭遇这一切？
You can look to Jesus.
你要举目仰望耶稣。
And see that he was in his Father's perfect will.
就会发现耶稣完全遵照父神的旨意而行。
And through his agony, he brought salvation to millions.
他自己遭受痛苦，却给千万人成就了救恩。
Jesus understands the pain of persecution.
因此，耶稣最明白被迫害的滋味。
And he has a special blessing with your name written all over it.
神为你专门预备了一份美好的祝福。
So suffering can take you to a barren land from which you try to escape.
不错，你想逃离苦难，却使你进入荒芜贫乏之地。
Or suffering can take you to a broken land in which you sink under it.
或者你被苦难打倒，变得支离破碎的。
Or suffering can take you to the bitter land in which you resent it.
苦难更可以让你怨天尤人，心存苦毒。
Or suffering can take you to a better land.
但是苦难也可以把你带进荣美之地。
A land in which God can bless you and make you a blessing.
在那里，神赐福给你，并使你成为别人的祝福。
Now, if you have just joined us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听这个节目的，
we are at the end of a series of messages on knowing Jesus Christ.
今天是认识基督这个系列的最后一讲。
We saw that you can know him better through the times of loneliness.
我们曾经讲过，经历孤独，你会与主更加亲近。
And in the times of doubt and anxiety.
我们也讲过，在经历疑惑与忧虑之际也是如此。
Today I will show you that you can come to know Christ better through times of suffering.
今天我要讲怎样在困苦中与主更加亲密。
And if you have missed out listening to the series of messages,
如果你以前没有收听过这个系列，
you can listen not only to this series, but also other series of messages on the internet.
你可以在网上收听，你也可以在网上收听以前的节目。
A paralyzed woman named Johnny Erickson Tara once said,
一位瘫痪的女士名叫九尼，她曾经说过
：“Suffering presses you up against God。
苦难能把你逼到神那里去。
And when you are pressed against God，
当你被迫来到神面前的时候
，You will come face to face with His suffering Son。
你将与那位忧患之子面对面。
When you comprehend that His Son's suffering was not for His own benefit but for you。
如果你能明白，原来他所受的痛苦不是为他自己，而是为你而受的时候呢？
Then you will love him even more.
你就会更加的爱他。
Listen to what Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Jesus' suffering took place.
以赛亚先知在主前700年的时候就预言耶稣将要受苦。
If you have a Bible, turn to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5.
如果你有圣经，请翻到以赛亚书53章4节和5节。
Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
And yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted.
我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities.
导致他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
Upon him was the punishment that made us whole.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And by his bruises we were made complete.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
What God wants us to know is this.
神希望我们能够明白。
Jesus did not suffer on his own behalf.
耶稣不是为了自己而受苦。
No.
不是的。
Because he was purely perfect.
因为他是完美无瑕的。
But just as the high priest would lay all of the sin of his people upon the scapegoat once a year,
正如大祭司一年一次要按手在代罪羔羊头上，让他担当众百姓的罪。
And drive it into the desert,
并且把羊羔送到旷野无人之地。
In the same way, Jesus carried the burden of our grief.
同样，耶稣背负了我们众人的罪孽。
He carried our sorrow and suffering and pain.
他背负我们的忧伤和痛苦。
Not just once a year, but forever.
不是一年只一次，而是直到永远。
The truth is this.
事实上
，We are the ones who condemned Jesus.
是我们使耶稣被定罪。
We are the ones who caused him to suffer.
是我们让他遭受所有的痛苦。
We are the ones who caused him punishment.
是我们让他遭受这一切的刑罚。
You say, why did Jesus do this for me?
你也许会问，为什么耶稣要为我承受这一切呢？
And that's a very good question.
这个问题问得好。
And here is where God's compassion comes in.
这正是神的慈悲。
God's compassion caused him to pay our penalty.
因着神的慈悲，耶稣为我们付出罪的代价。
God's compassion caused him to serve our sentence.
因着神的慈悲，耶稣甘愿代替我们接受审判。
God's compassion caused him to take our rightful punishment upon himself.
因着神的慈悲，耶稣乐意把我们该受的刑罚加在他自己身上。
Luke records that Jesus was crucified between two criminals.
路加福音记载，主耶稣被钉在两个强盗中间。
One of the criminals was astonished that Jesus would be crucified with them.
其中一个强盗看见耶稣和他们一同被钉在十字架上。
And he turned to the other criminal and said,
就惊讶地对另外一个强盗说，
We have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds.
我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
But this man has done nothing wrong.
但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
The two reactions of the two criminals on either side of Christ's cross represent the two responses to suffering.
在耶稣十字架两边的强盗，他们的反应正代表了人们对苦难的两种不同反应。
One sees Jesus' suffering as for him.
一个强盗看见耶稣正在为他受苦。
And he loves Jesus for it and ends up in heaven.
他被激励而深爱耶稣，最后得以与主同在乐园里。
The other one is like all those who became bitter and rejected the Son of God.
另外一个强盗就好像那些拒绝神的儿子并落在苦毒中的人一样。
And they will land in hell for eternity.
他们的结局就是永远的刑罚。
The one who experienced the compassion of Jesus in the middle of his own suffering,
在痛苦中经历耶稣怜悯的那个强盗，
was driven to deeper love for Jesus and was blessed.
通过苦难而深爱耶稣，于是蒙受丰富的福分。
And the other represents all who shake their fists at God and will be condemned for eternity.
而另外一个强盗则代表抗拒神的人，他们的结局就是永远的沉沦。
Suffering can land you in a barren land from which you try to escape.
当你想逃离苦难，可能使你进入荒芜贫乏之地。
Suffering can land you in the broken land in which you can sink under it.
你也可能被苦难打倒，变得支离破碎。
Suffering can land you in bitterness in which you will resent it.
苦难更可能让你怨天尤人，心存苦毒。
Or suffering can land you on the better land.
但是苦难也可以把你带进荣美之地。
A land in which you are blessed and become a blessing.
在那里，神赐福给你，并使你成为别人的祝福。
Someone said once,
有人曾经说，
that God brings his children to deep waters not to drown them, but to cleanse them.
神带领他的儿女经过深水，不是要淹死他们，乃是要洁净他们。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully as we conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，请留心听我说。
Do not waste your suffering in a barren land, or a broken land, or bitter land.
不要在荒芜、破碎、苦毒之地白白的受苦。
But invest your suffering in the better land.
而是要让苦难带你进入荣美之地。
To avoid landing in the barren, broken, or bitter lands.
要避免落入荒芜、破碎、苦毒之地。
You need to know several things.
你需要明白以下这几点。
First, you must remind yourself that Jesus understands your suffering.
第一，你要常常提醒自己，耶稣最明白你的痛苦遭遇。
Secondly, you must remind yourself that Jesus not only experienced far worse than what you are experiencing.
第二，你要提醒自己，耶稣所经历的苦难不但远远超乎你所遭受的。
But Jesus is walking with you in your suffering.
并且在你的苦难中，他与你同行。
Jesus is abiding in you in your suffering.
在苦难中，耶稣和你同在。
Jesus is carrying you in your suffering.
在苦难中，耶稣怀抱着你。
Jesus is comforting you in your suffering.
在苦难中，耶稣亲自安慰你。
Jesus is holding on to you in your suffering.
在苦难中，耶稣紧紧拉着你的手。
As long as we live in this world, we will face suffering.
只要我们还活在这个世界上，我们都会遭遇苦难。
And only in heaven will all the suffering be over.
只有在天堂里，这些痛苦才会成为过去。
Suffering can land you in a barren land from which you try to escape.
虽然你想逃离苦难，而使你进入荒芜贫乏之地。
Suffering can land you in a broken land in which you can sink under it.
你可能被苦难打倒，变成支离破碎。
Suffering can land you in the bitter land in which you can resent it.
苦难也可能让你怨天尤人，心存苦毒。
But suffering can also land you in a better land, a land in which you'll be blessed and become a blessing.
但是苦难更可以把你带进荣美之地，在那里神赐福给你，并使你成为别人的祝福。
It is our prayer that you will land in a better land.
我们为你祷告，愿你进入柔美之地。
And then write to us and tell us.
盼望你来信告诉我们你的好消息。
So that we can rejoice with you.
好让我们和你一同高兴欢喜。
Until next time and the next series of messages, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，让我们在下一个系列当中再见。愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，我们的苦难都不是白白受的，因为主纪念我们的每一步。之前小华有看过《耶稣受难记》这部电影，内心颇有感触，尤其是主耶稣背起十字架的那一幕，他不是罪人，却甘愿为我们的罪而死，受尽凌辱。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣是了解你和明白你的，因为你所经历的他都知道。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
当我想起你对我的爱，我的心何等感恩，原来是软弱罪恶的人，你的爱是长阔又高深，吐落在他乡漂泊的灰尘，踏上遥远归乡的路程，告别过去空虚的人生，合照那永生的福分。我不再流浪，也不再忧伤，生命有盼望，喜乐有力量，慈爱的双手带领我路程，今永恒荣耀天成。
每当我想起加略山的爱，我的心何等感恩，钉在十字架双手拯救千千万万的灵魂，天父常看顾在每时每分，春夏秋冬生命都安稳，奉献我身为主做见证，让救恩临到所有的人。
不再流浪，也不再忧伤。